This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very special Mac DeMarco cover. It's the cover of Eric Clapton's famous Change the World. And we'll tell you in just a bit why we chose that song. It's something to do with Eric Clapton. But maybe let's intro that segment.
Yes, that's right. Right now, we're on to a rapid-fire news segment that we like to call...
So here's why we played Change the World by Eric Clapton.
I have to say though, I really love that cover. I'm not good at it, to be honest. But, and you know, just jangly Mac DeMarco guitars really makes the tune, gives it a different complexion.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, it's vaccination season and we've been hearing all sorts of stories of different personal accounts of the side effects, the many side effects of after taking the AstraZeneca shot. So some are apparently being hit harder than others, and guitar legend Eric Clapton is definitely feeling the blues after his AZAC shot. last year, he lost a few fans and friends after he came out with a song called Stand and Deliver, together with Van Morrison, no less. It's an anti-lockdown song that has the lyrics like, "Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?" Speaking about lockdown. So it's no surprise that Eric Clapton is anti-vaccine as well. But surprise, surprise, Eric Clapton took his AZAC shot, but has went on to say that he experienced disastrous side effects. He also went on to say that he felt useless for 2 weeks and he feared that he would never, ever touch the guitar again.
Whoa.
Dramatic much. But the guitar legend did also mention that a lot of his famous friends are ghosting him due to his... recent take on the whole COVID-19 situation. Gotta give it to him though, at least he still got his vaccination shot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's acting like you mentioned, like a grumpy old man, inverted commas, right? You know, anti-lockdown and all that. But it's great to hear, you know, that a legend has taken his shot. Yes, that's for sure.
He's probably playing the guitar right now.
Right, our second story is on actually news of two upcoming documentaries, one forthcoming, another already premiered. The first one, Netflix announced a fictionalized series about a music streaming giant, Spotify. Though this series is untitled at the time of recording, but we know that the series will tell a fictionalized account of Spotify's co-founders, including the main man, the CEO, Daniel Ek, a man who pretty much revolutionized how music is consumed today. This will be a 6-part series, which is already listed on Netflix, though with limited information. This series is set to draw from 70 interviews along previously untapped sources for, and I quote, a David versus Goliath story about how strong convictions, unrelenting willpower, and big dreams can help small players take on the titans of tech. It's quite crazy to me that Netflix, one tech titan, Spotify, another tech titan, talking about, you know, David and Goliath. But that aside, if you want to watch how Spotify, as you know it, as was born, the show is set to arrive in 2022. This second one is a pretty interesting one. I'm not sure if you remember off, but about 2 years ago, we did a story on how ASAP Rocky was arrested and charged with assault in Sweden, right? The details of the arrest at the time was sketchy, but now the rapper is set to share a documentary about the time he spent in Swedish jail. It's going to be called Stockholm Syndrome. The documentary will chart the artist's meteoric rise before taking a detour into darkness. It's set to feature appearances from the likes of Kim Kardashian, Naomi Campbell, Tyler, the Creator, ASAP Ferg. Of course, you remember it was big drama, right? At that time, many people were speaking out against his arrest. Even the US government under Donald Trump, remember him?
Yeah.
He even petitioned to his European counterparts for a release. So I'm pretty excited for this one. Our documentary has already premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival a few days back. So it's only a matter of time before we find... inverted commas, creative ways to catch a glimpse into his ordeal.
I'm definitely looking forward to watch that film, but the title though, I think it's a bit of a low-hanging fruit, right? Stockholm Syndrome, really? But anyway, by the way, the Rainforest World Music Festival, also known as RWMF, is a famous annual 3-day music festival that draws a massive crowd to Kuching, Sarawak. It has also been awarded 25 of the best international festivals by Songlines magazine. I did not know this fact, but they have won that award for 6 consecutive years from 2010 to 2015. You know, besides music, you also have the music workshops. Gotta have those workshops, cultural displays, food stalls, and more. But saying that just makes me miss it so much because sadly, last year, the event had to be cancelled due to the pandemic. But this year, it's due for a comeback. The Rainforest World Music Festival is going virtual for the very first time. So this virtual experience will feature a retrospective of past performances and new pre-recorded sessions with homegrown acts that will be shown on the official website of Rainforest World Music Festival. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every day from the 18th of June to 20th of June. You know, this is pretty interesting. You'll also be able to navigate a 3D virtual landscape, or you could choose the more boring option of just a 3D walkthrough. But you get to experience the Sarawak Cultural Village and access performances on the virtual main stage or workshops from virtual Bidayu, Iban, Chinese and Malay houses. Pretty cool stuff. And all you need to do is register at the website rwmf.net, and it's totally free of charge.
That's great. You know, it's great to hear events opening up again virtually. But for the Rainforest Music Festival, and I think part of the appeal, especially for us peninsula folks, is traveling, you know, to the beauty of Sarawak. Hopefully we'll get to do that soon, right?
At least now we can experience it virtually.
For sure. Our last story of day is going to be on the world's greatest riff of all time, of Neil. So the music magazine Total Guitar, they put out a poll listing out the top 50 greatest riffs of all time. They let the readers vote for their favorite or greatest riff. And not surprisingly, Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love, that was released in 1969, was voted the greatest riff of all time. Whole Lot of Love is one of the many songs by Led Zeppelin that contributed to their popularity and left an impact on pop culture today, right? But I don't know, Whole Lot of Love, it's a great riff, but greatest riff of all time? I don't know, question mark.
Yeah, they said of all time, right? But from all the shortlisted ones that made it to the top 10, it seems like it's from a certain era.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the people that chose this list are biased or not.
Yeah, for sure. Like you mentioned, just to run down the other, I guess we can call them now, classic hits on the top 10, right? Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water, classic for sure. Van Halen's Ain't Talking About Love, Metallica's Enter Sandman, Black Sabbath's Iron Man, and Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. So, like you said, from a certain era, a classic era, let's just say that. I honestly am not surprised that A Whole Lot of Love made it to number one, but I am surprised that, you know, the guitarist's go-to song, Sweet Child of Mine, didn't even make top 10, so that's kind of crazy to me. But there you go. As one do, we're going to be playing out and going back to 1969 right here on The Pulse. This is Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. Stay tuned only here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.